in rural school districts, there are unique challenges.
Speaking to a group of Athens High School students, Walker said the two measures would boost revenue for smaller school districts, which are hurt by high transportation costs and a low property tax base.
This is just one more tool to help local school districts, particularly smaller rural districts that have been revenue challenged in the past, have the resources they need.
Sparsity aid or payments to small school districts would increase by $100 per student. Athens School Superintendent Tim Mackey said the increase would make a difference.
Sparsity aid for us at the moment is $130,000, which kind of equates to having two additional teachers to support mental health issues, school counseling.
The low revenue ceiling increase allows low-spending districts to raise taxes without a referendum. Glenn Mulberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.